All right, we've got some great music for you this weekend. I'm sorry, this morning. And S-Dot.
It's the weekend, is it?
I'm ready for the weekend, is what I'm trying to say.
Apparently, right, exactly.
This is the kind of music that I would be playing on the weekend.
All right, is it Saturday? I'm down.
And there'll be some good music come April 30th because that's the big celebration as the renaming of Rondo takes place. What are you talking about, Freddie Bell? Well, it's an historic event, and it's renaming Concordia Avenue and St. Anthony Avenue back to the name Rondo Avenue. And here to help us explain further is Naida Presley. She's a Rondo native and former executive director of the Aurora St. Anthony Development Corporation. And Mercedes Yarbrough, she is better known as your kid's favorite teacher. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Why is renaming Rondo Avenue, going back to Rondo Avenue, so important to our community?
Well, for myself as a descendant of Rondo, the construction development, transportation development of I-94 ripped through a self-contained, prosperous, vibrant neighborhood that served the African Americans since the early 1900s. And with that, we lost our avenue of commerce and vitality, which was Rondo Avenue. Mm-hmm. And then after the freeway, if that wasn't enough to insult the community, someone decided that they would change the name to Concordia, take the name Rondo and name it Concordia to further assault and disrespect our community and our legacy and our history. So it's very important. And for healing, to rename Concordia back to Rondo.
Mercedes, how long has this process been underway to get the two streets, Concordia and St. Anthony, changed back to Rondo Avenue?
I know it's been a while, and shout out to former Councilman Russell Blanger and new Councilwoman Anika Bowie, both Rondo natives. They actually took the initiative to get this push forward. Mm-hmm. So it's because of them that this conversation was came about and was actually passed. So thank you to them. And just to feed off of what Ms. Nita said, like, this is really important to me because just being the future of Rondo, a younger person, like, you need to know your history to know where you're going. And I'm really big about teaching our kids, just inspiring them. So if they know, they'll be proud of Rondo, knowing, like, oh, this is Rondo Avenue Street. And just knowing the history that was lost and now we're bringing it back is just going to bring power to the future.
That's really exciting. In case you just joined us, we're talking with Naida Presley and Mercedes Yarbrough. We're talking about the renaming of, going back to the name of Rondo Avenue. Now, there's a big event associated with this. It's April 30th. Tell us about that.
Well, on, as you said, on Tuesday, April 30th, from 4 to 6 p.m., we are having a community celebration in honoring the fact that we are renaming Concordia and St. Anthony, as you said, Freddie, back to Rondo Avenue. So we would like to invite the community on both sides of the river to come and join us at the Rondo Commemorative Plaza, which is at 820 Concordia for now, but back to Rondo, 820 Rondo Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And this is a big moment, and we want the community to really show up, to show the power, but also the elders. Like, if you were here and experienced the destruction of 94, this is for you to reclaim and just know that we have power and we're taking back our power. So we really want you guys to be there, bring your grandkids. This is a historic moment, and we just want to share space for a memorable moment together.
Talk about the role.
And
that...
I wanted to, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, right away. Go ahead.
I wanted to add, too, that we'll have a special time to, we are going to actually officially unwrap the street sign, Rondo, by Nathaniel Nicolik, whose house was the last house remaining before the construction of I-94 happened. And along with him, we'll call up the elders, Rondo descendants, as well as the youth, as Mercedes said, because we want to include our young people in this legacy, in this history, and knowing their history.
Talk about the role that Marvin Roger Anderson has played in this renaming and his legacy.
Well, Marvin Roger Anderson has been an out there leader in making sure that the memory of Rondo does not get lost. He's the co-founder, along with Floyd Smaller, who were the two gentlemen who started Rondo Avenue, Inc., which sponsored the Rondo Day celebration for almost 40-plus years, just so that we could have a great regathering of folk from Rondo to come back as a homecoming, those that left. A time to rekindle those relationships, say hello to people you haven't seen in a long time. And he has just been out there making sure that politicians, the community, doesn't forget about the legacy and the history of Rondo. So Marvin has been instrumental in having the former council member, Russell Ballinger, who actually put in the application to have Concordia change back to Rondo and St. Anthony as well, to even start the process so that our council person could get behind it, because it had to go through the city, the preservation commission at the city, in order for it to even be recommended that the street be renamed.
This is really an intergenerational event happening on April 30th, 4 o'clock until 6 p.m., the renaming, bringing Rondo back, and you'll see Rondo Avenue. Is there a place where we can get more information about this event?
Yes, you can go to the Reconnect Rondo's website, or you can go to Rondo Center for Diverse Expressions website, which is Marvin Roger is the founder and current executive director of.
And on socials, feel free to follow Ms. Mercedes. I post all events, especially in the Rondo community. So if you're just looking for a digital form, you're able to find that on my social sites.
All right, so we're following Mercedes' site through KMLJ, and you can follow us, and in turn, you'll be following them. Do you have a final thought, either of you, before we have to say goodbye this morning?
Go ahead, Mercedes. I'll let that future.
I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Floyd Smaller. He's a good friend of mine, and just thanks all of the Rondo elders, Dee Dee Ray, Sharon Garth, Naida Presley, Marvin Anderson. There's many more, but they've really just took me under their wing and have really been showing me the way, as me being in this space of just kind of like a community leader has been new for me. But I'm very passionate, and we are in a spiritual warfare with the evolution of technology. So I'm very intentional on just getting our youth to be present in the moment, but also know their history and care, because as I mentioned before, we don't know where we're going unless we know where we've been. And a lot of things are changing in the Rondo community, especially revolving gentrification. So this is big, and it's really important for our community, especially the younger generation, my generation and younger, to really start showing up and take control, because our elders are transitioning on, and for us to really have a space to claim our own, it's up to us to take it.
Well said. Equity, justice,
well
and
said.
Historical preservation. That's what renaming Rondo Avenue is all about. Thank you, ladies, so much for being with us this morning and sharing about the April 30th event on KMLJ.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Larry Fitzgerald is on the way, and we've got...